Once a day throughout the final days of the campaign, we've been airing excerpts from the candidates' stump speeches. President Bush spoke earlier today in Dayton, Ohio. Here's a bit of what he had to say.
5 days from today, the people of America will go to the polls. We're choosing the leader of our country at a time of great consequence in our world. We're at war against a terrorist enemy unlike any we have seen. We have much more to do to win a decisive victory in the war on terror. The most solemn duty of the American president is to protect the American people. If America shows uncertainty or weakness in these troubled times, the world will drift toward tragedy. This is not going to happen on my watch. Our economy is in the midst of change and challenge that can be a time of great opportunity if we have the right policies that strengthen rather than stall our economic recovery. We have much more to do to improve our children's education, to make health care more accessible and affordable, to strengthen our Social Security for our children and our grandchildren. And I'm ready for the job. My four years as your president have confirmed some lessons and have taught some new ones. A president must have a vision in order to lead this country. You cannot lead if you don't know where you're going. A president must set clear goals and bring people together to achieve those goals. The president must surround himself with smart and capable people who are willing to express their opinion. I have surrounded myself with smart and capable people. The president must make America's priorities crystal clear, especially in an uncertain world. I've learned to expect the unexpected, because history can deliver sudden horror from a soft autumn sky. I have found you better know what you believe, or risk being tossed to and fro by the flattery of friends or the chorus of critics. I've been grateful for the lessons I've learned from my parents. Respect every person, do your best. Live every day to its fullest. And I've been strengthened by my faith and humbled by its reminder that my life is part of a much bigger story. I have learned firsthand how hard it is to send young men and women into battle, even when the cause is right. I've been reminded that the world looks to America for leadership, and that it is crucial for the American president to be consistent.
President Bush speaking today in Dayton, Ohio. We'll hear from Senator Kerry tomorrow.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.